broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. It's an absolutely beautiful day. We're on Maui at Kapalua. This is the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's a very small field because you've got to be a very special person to make it into this field. And from what I've been hearing, the guys really think about when they win a tournament, I get to play in the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We're talking with Paul Bupka. He is the co-host of the Grill Room radio show. And we're talking with Jerry King. And we've got a special announcement in a couple of minutes. First, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
PGA Tour is back in Hawaii in January. Hyundai Tournament of Champions is our first tournament. It's on Maui. The Elite Winners Only Field plays at Kapalua Plantation Course. All ticket sales money goes to charities on Maui. And the first full field PGA Tour event of 2014 is on Oahu at Wailea Country Club. John Daly, Hideki Matsuyama, Ro Ishikawa, and Guan Tianlong sponsor exemptions in this 144-man field. Get your tickets at all First Hawaiian Bank locations and support Friends of Hawaii Charities. Our sponsor, Acura of Honolulu, get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease starting at just $209 a month, or take advantage of the special 0.9% APR before it expires on January 6, 2014. Acura once again proves its amazing overall value this year, winning the ALG Award for overall brand value for 2013, and there's no safer luxury car on the road. Check out the NHTSA ratings on the 2014 Acura line, and you'll hear it from the experts. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura.
One of the things we've been talking about the most here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on Maui is the wind. I mean, it's been shifting. Now it's out of the north, blowing about 8 miles an hour, and it's chilly. I got a jacket on in the media center. I'm cold. The wind chill factor is down to 65. Welcome to the show. Let me say first, good morning to Bob Bupka. He is the co-host of the Grill Room radio show. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Danielle. Glad to be back.
Yeah. Yay! And my good, good friend, Jerry King, PGA, director of golf at McKenna Beach and Golf Resort.
McKenna Golf and Beach Club.
Oh, excuse me.
There we go. Good morning, Danielle. Always great to be here.
Let me go correct my copy. Now, there are two courses at McKenna, from what I remember, and there's a beautiful hotel that I used to stay at with a gigantic tree in the middle and mm-hmm. birds that would sing to me. It was beautiful. So that's your new home.
That is my new home. You know, I'm going from the west side to the south side.
Yeah, and tell us, what are the plans, just a little bit, at McKenna?
You know, it's a Discovery Land Company project, and it's very exciting. The golf course was just recently renovated by Dennis Wise. Dennis Wise was Tom Fazio's guy for the last 28 years, the top senior designer. And he's branched out on his own and done a lot of Discovery projects and has renovated that golf course. So the North Course is the course that's renovated now, and it's called the Malka Course. And it is a private golf and beach club now, and it's all under development. So I'll probably have a soft opening around in March to be able to host people to go out and take a look at it.
Ooh, does that mean maybe?
Yeah.
I'd like to be hosted.
Maybe Bobka, you know, coming out.
Danielle's already begging.
I love it.
And the hotel that I used to stay in, so that will be a private. It's going to be renovated for, let's say, condos, private condos?
That's right. Well, ultimately, it'll be private residences, so they'll renovate it. You know, I'm guessing 12 to 18 months away.
Excellent.
And, it's an exciting project.
Yes, it's really exciting for that part, because McKenna's been so quiet. I wasn't going to say anything worse than that. But nothing's been going on at McKenna, and it kind of, you know, it's beautiful. You drive past McKenna, you get to the most beautiful state park that most people don't even realize exists on Maui, and
exactly.
There's some beautiful beaches there. And McKenna has that gorgeous location and beautiful golf courses that we just haven't been able to play. And now knowing that it's come back to life makes me very excited. Also, exciting for you, the president of Jerry King Golf. You can find Jerry at jerrykinggolf.com. He's a great teacher. I'm telling you, he looked at my grip and said, girl, you got something going wrong here. And it was maybe 45 minutes, and I felt like I could actually, stroke the club and actually hit the ball with some sense of confidence.
Well, that was a blast, Danielle. And I tell you, not just because you're one of my great friends and I love you dearly, but that was one of my favorite lessons because, you know, it all comes down to creating an efficient, strong foundation. Doesn't matter if you're building a house. I mean, you have to have the foundation first. So how you hold the club, I mean, your hands on the club, that's what's connecting you to the club and the club head. And to be able to get you to, we let that athlete out of the cage, as I said. You know, because before, if you self-sabotage, if you have a poor grip, the way that you're holding the club, that sets you in a very difficult position to have success. So we got you to have the grip in the fingers, got that heel pad of the left hand right on top, that magic key.
That was amazing.
It was great seeing you bomb it.
Amazing. I can actually get on the tee and feel like I'm not going to maybe make contact well. I am going to make contact well, and it's going to go.
That's the difference between sitting there hoping and wishing and then believing.
It's all the difference in the world.
How did that lesson start? Jerry said that Danielle, you got to get a grip.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I wrote, too. I got a grip. It was so much fun. I went to a demo day, and Jerry was going to show me some of the new tailor-made clubs that had come out and maybe get fitted for a couple if I like them. And he said, let me see your swing. And then he went, wait a minute.
Whoa. Don't take that club back.
Yeah.
We got a problem. Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah,
it was the first shot. Houston, we have a misfire.
Now, you're going to go off, and tee times are at 7:30 today. I'm looking. Jonas Blixt, I expected him to have a better start for some reason because he's got so much energy. And Derek, is that Derek Ernst? I'm reading backwards. Yeah, they'll be off at 7:30. You're going to be announcing names on the tee?
That's right. I'll be back to announcing today. Yesterday, they tried something new with utilizing the video and having them announce themselves. And
it was weird.
It was odd. I enjoyed a few of them. Like,
it wasn't nearly as good as Jerry King.
No, well, thank you, Bob.
Believe me.
I did like Ken Duke getting up there, and, and he said, the Traveler's Champion.
Put a little personality in there. The fact that Ken Duke is in this field is fabulous. But we're gonna let you go, Jerry, and we're gonna take our first break and come back and really kind of analyze what's going on here with Bob Bubka. But what were your first impressions out of this first round? Were you surprised by anything?
I knew that there was gonna be some guys going low, and to be able to see Michael Thompson and Chris Kirk, come out leading the pack at 7 under along with Jordan Spieth and Webb Simpson. I mean. You got to look at Dustin Johnson and obviously Adam Scott, and because we look at that, and they're right there in the middle of the pack. So we've got an exciting tournament here because anybody can win. And you look at Jonas Blix that shot 76, okay, surprise, right? I think Stuart Appleby, remember one of the years that he won, he shot 75 in the first round,
exactly.
I believe. Am I right, Bob? I think
so. I mean, it's not, being four rounds here and having not a luster first round, really doesn't eliminate you, because if you get on a roll, you can really make up a lot of ground.
Exactly. What I liked about watching on television, a lot of people say, well, the course is so easy, the fairways are wide, the greens are so huge, and all this, it's easy. It's not easy, but it was nice watching, because with the soft conditions.
The rain the night before,
exactly. We could. It was fun to see them play well, but at the same time, there were some guys who were out in the grass. And as I think Doug Ferguson said yesterday, if the grass hadn't been cut in that particular location, that would never have been played from.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, and it's when the course is not as fast, the greens and the fairways, these guys can kind of throw a little bit more darts. And all these guys hit it a mile.
Yes.
So it's not surprising to see some low scores out there.
Excellent, excellent. Jerry King, president of Jerry King Golf and director of golf. Say that again. Where are you working?
In McKenna Golf and Beach Club.
Thank you. Put that golf in front of the beach, Danielle. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
It's
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales and beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for luxury brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We have a beautiful day in Hawaii. Well, it's going to have a little bit of rain, but of course, without rain, we couldn't have rainbows. And we're going to have some high surf along the north-facing shores, Maui in particular on the north shore. And we're going to have a little bit of northerly winds to 15 miles an hour, maybe blowing a little bit stronger than that at times, maybe shifting to the northeast later today. That's kind of been an interesting part about, you know, we're just watching the wind. This course was built by Crenshaw and Coor to be played with the trade winds. And when they change, then things change. I guess Ben Crenshaw's in town. We'll be here tomorrow to kind of take a look at what the folks here at Kapalua want to do to make maybe changes to the golf course, if he thinks they're a good idea.
Well, over the years, as I understand it, the trade winds, years back, exclusively would be blowing here. And so they built the golf course based on that. Now there's a more variable wind that's prevalent. So Ben's here. He wants to see if there's some holes that he can change.
Shift around a bit.
Right. And, you know, if Ben and Bill Coor can't fix it, then you might as well blow it up because they're two of the best in the business.
I went online to look at some of the things that were said about this golf course, and people have literally put it with Bandon Dunes and some of the top golf courses in the world as being their favorite places. And I don't know if they were just saying that because they wanted to have, you know, I don't know, special treatment. But it's a beautiful, absolutely spectacular golf course. Yes, the fairways are wide. Yes, the greens, but the greens have different elevations. So, and there's the thing called gravity that these guys are working with, and the grain of the grass, everything that has to, and the downhill slope. It's a difficult golf course to play, but it's absolutely spectacular.
It really is. You know, when you talk about this golf course, compared to any other golf course in the United States, the views here are so much more dynamic and so much more breathtaking. You can come here and play 18 holes of golf and never remember one shot that you hit because you're always looking at the surroundings. And it stands alone in that category. There's nothing that compares to the breathtaking beauty of this place.
This is absolutely true. We have I'm staying at a very beautiful hotel that's right now celebrating its 50th birthday. In fact, it's the end of the 50th birthday. And Alexis Eaton is our hostess. Alexis, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
I enjoyed last night's evening fare at the, it's called the Cliff Dive Grill. And yeah, it was very nice. We're sitting on the ocean, and of course the hotel is wonderful, and the view is spectacular, and it's one of the oldest hotels on Ka'anapali. It's absolutely beautiful. If you're coming to Hawaii, it's a great place to stay. You'll feel a lot of history. It's been renovated, and it's very comfortable. But what I love is they've created a whole new menu that starts on Monday. And Alexis,
yes,
that is a great menu. I gotta look at it. Okay, I peeked. They showed me the menu, and I've gotten reviews, rave reviews from the people who had the tasting party. It's a barbecue.
We're so excited for it.
Tell us about it a little bit.
So the Cliff Dive Grill at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa is located, as you said, just oceanfront, right from the sand to the Cliff Dive Grill. And we've expanded our menu, expanded our deck, so there's a lot more seating. We have these surfboard tables, which are just like the epic point to watch the sunset. And the menu includes skewers, and it's really, really geared towards serving families, serving groups of people. You can order a platter of skewers from steak and fish and vegetables to a whole variety of them and enjoy. And one of the great things to have with it is the Black Rock Lager, which is one of my favorites, and it's a specialty beer, craft beer, that Maui Brewing Company makes exclusively for us and is on tap there at the Cliff Dive Grill.
It's great. I mean, after a day of you're at the Sheraton Maui Black Rock, it's great because you're right on the ocean, but you also provide all the services that you'd want to do on the beach. You get the snorkeling, you get the paddle boarding, the lessons, and if you're a paddle boarder but you haven't brought your paddle board, they've got the paddle boards that you can use. I mean, it's all there, plus the golf courses are beautiful. The golf courses all around that you can go. Being at Ka'anapali, Wailea is around the corner, McKenna's around the corner, and Kapalua's around the corner, and then there's Ka'anapali. It's like, it's the perfect location to be able to come and have a good time, hit the beach, and then you're going to come home and you're going to be hungry. And this sunset menu with the flame-grilled skewers, you can get Hawaii Rancher's sirloin of beef marinated, black tiger shrimp, Pacific line caught mahi-mahi, tender boneless chicken breast, the upcountry Maui vegetables, all done on the grill. And then it comes with a list of the different, the cornbread and the slaw, and I love the paniolo baked beans, all of that. You make your choices, and it's a perfect meal for after a hearty day of exercise.
Yeah,
because you won't be moving the next day.
Exactly. You won't be moving the next day. You'll be on the beach just kind of laid out enjoying yourself and having a good time after having so much. Alexis, I've had a great time at the Sheraton Maui Black Rock. It's absolutely spectacular. You've done a great job. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back right after this. Ben Hongo is joining Bob Bubka. Bob Bubka is the co-host of The Grill Room. And, of course, I'm Danielle Tucker, and I host the golf club. And Ben Hongo is the director of instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. And that's really what we want to talk a little bit about. If we're going to play this golf course like we watch on television, then we need somebody like Ben to give us some of the inside. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa.
Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Welcome back. If you're looking for a round of golf that you'd like to play, you know, a time that works in your life, Poipu on Kauai has an 850, a 1010, an 1120. They've still got great gift cards. There are people who are celebrating their birthdays. There are anniversaries that are being celebrated. Gift cards are a great idea from Poipu Bay Golf Course. And the Rohoine Country Club has an 840 and a 1040. Wailea has a 1056 and a 1032. Volcano has a 930, and it's a lovely 50 degrees at Volcano on the Big Island. 50 degrees. And I think I'm cold. I'm talking with Ben Hongo. He's the Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. Welcome to the show, Ben. Ooh, Rick Vecino. Here we go. Thank you, Ben. There we go.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
For having me here.
Absolutely. I always like seeing you. It's so much fun coming to Kapalua. Bob Bupka. I only get to see Bob once now a year. He's not going to stay with me for the Sony Open. I'm crushed, Bob.
But well,
you have to get back to the mainland.
I may fly back.
Okay.
I think we ought to have a collective extension of sympathy to Ben.
Why?
With the University of Alabama going up in a puff of smoke. And the last time I was with Ben when Alabama lost, it was not a pretty sight.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm okay now.
You're recovered? Oh, yeah, okay. I know it takes a while, though, doesn't it?
The problem is I can't get away from that play in Auburn. It's on ESPN every single night.
That's the problem. That's instant replay.
Yes.
Don't kill me anymore. I can't stand it. You're hurting me. Yeah.
You know, Danielle, since we have been here, and since we have a lot of younger players, my question to Ben would be, are golf swings getting more and more uniform? I mean, years ago on the PGA Tour, you could see a variety of maybe 50 different swings. They all basically came into the compact area the same, but contact area, I meant to say, but you know, they had various ways of getting there. They
seem to be,
yeah, they seem to be more homogenized now. Is that accurate?
I think you're accurate. You know, I think the younger players are getting such great instruction so early that there's all these academies and, you know, in the South and Florida and, you know, Carolinas, and they're just being trained so great with, you know, from great teachers that, you know, the fundamentals are fundamentals. So,
and then the standard swing, this is the best way to accomplish the goal. This is the most efficient way to make your body swing and hit this club. And if you follow this formula, this will work best for you.
Absolutely.
It's interesting because when Lydia Ko, does she have a standard swing?
Hers is the, you know.
Yeah, her standard is just a little higher than everybody.
But she's a breakout player. She's a young player.
Absolutely.
But there's NB Park has kind of it's, but it's different. There are rhythms and tempos. That's where maybe the individuality comes into play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's going to be some stuff within the golf swing that's going to be personal. But you know, like Bob's saying, you know, point of impact, they all look very similar. You know, let's get
exactly.
The club face square and let's swing down the line.
Exactly.
You know, what I look for is I look at their setup. So, you know, at the Academy this week, you know, we had Jordan Spieth out there. We had Harris English out there. And just, you know, their grip and their posture, ball, and all that stuff is just so perfect. And, you know, I heard when I was younger, you know, Ben Hogan wanted to build a golf swing so he can swing it as hard as he can without the ball, you know. So, in essence, or the bottom line that he was trying to go for is a swing that makes the ball go straighter as harder he swings. And these guys, you know, I think golfers are getting bigger now and they're in shape. It's not just the golf instruction. It's also they're building team around them with sports psychologists, personal trainers, you know, and, you know, they're just better.
I think there's also a physique that if you look at a person at some point in their life, young life, you can say, he's got the perfect golf physique. We can take his body. And they're all sort of looking.
You talking about Tim Herring?
No. I'm not talking about Tim Herring.
You know, the one thing that Ben said
yes?
that really is fascinating, more so now than maybe even over the last 20 or 30 years, people are going to the principles of Ben Hogan.
Yes.
Like, it's been so long since, you know, he was in existence. But they analyzed everything, this, that, and the other thing, and now they're coming back to the way he did it and his principles of building a golf swing. And to me, that's just fascinating. I, you know, I'm fully aware of how great Ben Hogan was, but I didn't think that 40, 50 years later, they would still be trying to emulate his way of hitting a golf ball.
Yeah, it just goes to show, though, there's nothing really new, is there?
Yeah.
I mean, there's something basic in physics.
Yeah.
And there you go. If you figure that much out, then it's all going to work. And if you keep working it, you're going to groove your swing. You're going to groove it in. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to keep working it with the help of Ben Hongo at Kapalua Golf Academy. Bob Bupka, co-host of the Grill Room, we have Harris English and Jordan Spieth, two of the young guns. We also have Peter Uihlein, who went a completely different path. He didn't try to go through the Q School, Web.com, whatever, to get to the PGA Tour like Jordan Spieth. Well, Jordan did it a little bit different too, didn't he? With the sponsor exemptions and what have you.
Yeah, but Peter Uihlein made a conscious decision that he was going to hone his skills over on the European Tour. He could have gotten, as many sponsors exemptions that would be allowed, due to the fact that he's, his father is head of Titleist and, you know, obviously a lot of connections involved there. But Peter felt that people would say he got the exemption only because of his father, only because of Titleist. And he said, I'll go prove that I can play. His method now is to get into the top 50. I think he's somewhere in the low 60s already, into the top 50 in the world. Then he can come to the United States. Then he can play without any problem, and everybody will say, hey, he earned it. I mean, he's a real talent. I don't know, and Jordan Spieth is exceptional. I don't know if they played 100 holes, who would have the lowest score, Peter Uihlein or Jordan Spieth. And here's Jordan Spieth, a member of the President's Cup team, a winner on the PGA Tour. I mean, absolutely a fantastic talent. But the point I'm making is Peter Uihlein has probably as much talent. It's very close. And they're both outstanding young men. The first time I met Jordan Spieth, Danielle, He was 16 years old, playing in the Byron Nelson, doing fairly well. Comes in the media room, a little kid, didn't know anything. And the last question I asked him, I said, how much influence have your parents had to your success? And he said, Mr. Bubka, he said it that way, made me feel old, but I am old, so it's okay. He said, without my parents, I would be nowhere. I owe everything to them. And I said to myself at that time, any youngster that has that attitude is certainly on the right path.
Yes, yes. On Peter Uihlein's decision to go to Europe and play, I completely understand. It's almost like saying, okay, listen, I'm going to prove that I'm good. I'm as good. I don't need anybody's help. I can show you myself.
I mean, he won the U.S. Amateur, so
I understand.
He proved it.
But by the same token, in addition to all of the things that he's accomplished on the European Tour, including winning on the tour, he's also played on golf courses that aren't quite as manicured as on the PGA Tour. And I think when he does play the PGA Tour, and he will one day play the PGA Tour, he'll find these golf courses almost easier to play than some of the conditions. And the European Tour course, golf courses are beautiful, but they're more, as they are, golf courses, as it grows, golf courses. While on the PGA Tour, they spend months preparing the golf course to be PGA Tour television quality golf courses. I think he'll have a huge advantage from that point of view.
I think that's a valid point. I mean, the courses in Europe, yes, they're outstanding. Are they at the level of a PGA Tour stop? Probably not. So he gains that experience. And because golf is becoming a global game, and guys from the PGA Tour are traveling all over the place to play, Peter's getting all that experience ahead of time. So when he comes and is successful on the PGA Tour and demands call for him to go globally places, he'll be very comfortable doing that.
Exactly. No problem. I know how to travel. I've done it. Been there, done that. I know how to. One of the funny things about traveling that we don't really think about unless you actually, where can you find your favorite food? Where are you most comfortable? Where are the routines that you're accustomed to? That's one of the hardest things to get used to when you're traveling and being on the road all the time, being in uncomfortable situations. So once you've kind of gotten used to, just being thrown into the mix and figuring things out, that makes you so much further ahead of the pack than somebody who's just for the first time, let's say at 25 or 30, starting to get those invites to China, probably one of the most uncomfortable places to travel to if you're from the United States or even sometimes from Europe. It's a very interesting.
Speaking of ahead of the pack, I think we'd be remiss in not mentioning the fact that the awards that Ben here, he's rated as one of the top teachers, if not the top teacher in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing. When you think of the magnitude of golf courses and the quality of teachers that are here, for Ben to be voted the number one teacher, I think is an outstanding tribute. And your facility is probably ranked best in Hawaii also.
I think it's got to be one of the best, in Hawaii, and if not in the world.
Is that enough for a free lesson, or I got to keep going?
No. You always have a free lesson.
You talked about me begging earlier. I'm talking with Bob Bupka. He's the co-host of The Grill Room, and Ben Hongo is the director of instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. If you're on Maui, you really need to come out. They're driving range. We talk about playing the plantation course. You could get the same experience pretty much just on the driving range at the Kapalua Golf Academy. It's absolutely spectacular. It's a beautiful facility. And Ben knows about traveling. You were raised in Japan. Are you fluent in Japanese?
I would say my Japanese is like a first grade level Japanese.
But I can certainly converse. Yeah.
I've been to Japan a couple of times and in my adult life, and had really no problems. I can't read, but
most of us, if we're bilingual, you lose the reading skills a little bit quicker.
Yeah,
because it's the practice. That's all it is. We just don't practice enough. But when I was talking about traveling, do you know what I mean when you travel to a foreign country?
Yeah, you know, definitely. Just traveling anywhere, really.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go to Honolulu next weekend for the Sony, and, you know, I'm asking people from Honolulu, where should I eat? And, you know, and that's just right down the road, basically.
That's the same state.
Yeah, same state.
Where is that road? I've been flying there all these years.
Oh, you didn't know about that new road?
You're coming to the Sony Open? We're going to have Ray Stosic is going to be joining us in a little bit to talk about the Sony Open and some of the new things that are you can't bring a purse to the Sony.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just want everybody, ladies, don't walk up with your regular purse because you won't be able to go in. So there's lots of new PGA Tour regulations about what you can carry in. If you've got a see-through purse, you can bring that, but it's got to be a certain size. But it's probably, if you carry, like, medications and stuff like that, you probably want to take a larger bag for the kids. You got a bunch of stuff for the kids. An EpiPen, you know, you need to have it. You'll need a see-through bag. So just if you're going to go to the Sony Open, I want you to be prepared for that one. So we'll be talking with Ray Stosic in a little bit. Why, Ben Hongo, Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy, are you going to the Sony Open?
I actually won a Junior Leadership Award from the Aloha Section PGA. So there's awards night on Saturday.
You're going... Yes.
I can't remember the name of it.
He wins so many awards.
Well, there's the awards night. There's a name for it.
Both of us went at the same time. Why don't we take a break and figure that out? We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow. No, actually, Acura is just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on seals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing
about it. The frostiest sail, the chestnuttiest sail, the yule loggiest sail, the salesiest sail.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Our sponsor, Acura of Honolulu, get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease starting at just $209 a month, or take advantage of the special 0.9% APR before it expires on January 6, 2014. Acura once again proves its amazing overall value this year, winning the ALG Award for overall brand value for 2013, and there's no safer luxury car on the road. Check out the NHTSA ratings on the 2014 Acura line, and you'll hear it from the experts. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Kapalua, Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winner's only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Dustin, Adam, Brant, Duffner, and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at the Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot.
Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Daniel Tucker on the Golf Club.
What would we do without the good old Google opportunities that there are in the world? Of course, I went straight to the Aloha Section PGA website, the ASPGA.com website, and it is the Ho'olauleia Awards, Ben. That's what you're going to. And that's next week. It's on Saturday, as you know. I'll be at the Sony Open doing the show Saturday morning, and you're going to the awards Saturday evening.
I'm also going to be at Sony teaching at the swing cage at the Sony Open Saturday morning, I think 9 to 1 or something like that.
Oh, that's cool,
yeah.
Because the Aloha Section does that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whenever there's an event like
right,
the Sony
right.
Open, you guys...
Yeah, we have this, like, a blow-up cage where people can hit, so hopefully...
Do you have to sign up for that?
I don't think so. I think once you get there, you sign up.
You sign up,
yeah.
And then you can go cruise around,
yeah.
Go have a libation.
Yeah.
So you seem to be flowing liberally.
Yeah. It should be. I think it's about a 5-10 minute lesson.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Cause I was talking to Jerry. As you may have heard, I went to the demo day that he was having at Hawaii Prince. And
okay.
He said, swing the club, because I was looking at some new irons and some fairway woods and what have you, and try to figure out what to get. He goes, well, we'll just swing this one. He goes, wait a second. I think we can do that a little bit better, Danielle. What's neat about the Ho'olauleia Awards, you have won an award for junior teaching junior golfers?
Correct.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
That's really awesome.
And RGM, Director of Golf, Mike Jones, has won an award, and I can't remember what it was.
But I just saw Mike a little while ago. I asked him if Ben Crenshaw was here yet to take a look at the plantation course and how the winds have changed and what the PGA Tour and Kapalua wants to do and whether or not, you know, they've walked with, and he's coming in tomorrow. And I think that's really exciting because we have we used to have the trade winds over 300 days a year. And now we have more like Kona winds, the southerly winds, and we really can't call them winds because when they're blowing, they're not really blowing, are they?
No.
Now,
We went like 6 weeks this fall, or you know,
it was brutal.
It was just no wind at all.
No wind. And that's when it's out of the south, and it's like the Santa Ana winds blowing out of the south in Los Angeles. In Switzerland, they're called the Föhn. It's just a sickly, uncomfortable wind, and it's been more often than not, it's been blowing for some reason, climate change, whatever you want to call it. But the fact that Mr. Crenshaw is coming over to take a look at the course, I think, is really cool. Now, you have something for folks who are on Maui to learn. Like, for instance, I really like the program that Poipu Bay has. They have for $25, you can go to the practice facility, hit balls, get a cart, and play three holes.
Oh, great.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you get off work, you get to go by, you know, exercise a little, go home, have dinner, and feel comfortable. You have a program for folks getting out of work.
Yeah, so it's called Pauhana Club, and $90 a month, $90 a month, and you get unlimited use of our driving range. Also, we have a three-hole course. We've taken three of the old village course and kept it maintained.
Yeah.
And we call it the walking course.
Excellent.
But they, with the Pauhana card, you have unlimited use of that. And we also have clinics at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Fantastic.
So for $90, you get all that.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And, you know, our driving range is pretty, like you said, it's pretty awesome.
Spectacular.
We use real balls on real grass, which is always a bonus because, you know, a lot of driving ranges you're hitting, you know, with the...
It's always nice to see how your ball bounces.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's going to happen next, you know?
And also just that turf, you know, the interaction of the golf club with the turf
absolutely.
Is certainly different off a mat.
A mat hurts. In fact, folks, if you're using mat, watch your wrists. Your wrists, all of that impact, after a while, it really can do some harm, so you've got to be very careful and teach you how to pick it off the mat,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Very gently.
We're making fun of Matt, and Matt's your next guest.
Well, Matt Janella is waiting. He is the travel guru for the Golf Channel. He will travel. He says, they say you travel, and he says where to. And that's it. But I wanted to mention before we leave the Ho'olaulea Awards that a good friend of ours is being inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame.
That's right, Guy and Yamamoto, right?
Guy Yamamoto, yeah, right. Yes. And he won the... we won't say what year that was. U.S. Amateur Men's Public Links Championship. And it's kind of fitting that the last year, next year I think is the last year, that they're going to play the U.S. Amateur Public Links. And he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And he's such a great guy, a wonderful ambassador for the game, and it's really cool to see that he's going to be inducted.
Awesome.
Awesome, yes, indeed. Bob Bubka's been chatting with Matt Chinella says he wants a lesson with you, Ben. What are we going to do?
Well, I gave him a lesson a few years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
This probably needs a follow-up, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Matt, Ben said he'll give him another lesson, but Matt is not allowed to say that he got a lesson from Ben with that swing at Matt.
Oh, have you seen it? I've just seen still pictures on television. You can make anybody look good with still pictures on television. Matt always gets a lot of teasing, so that's quite all right. So when we look at the leaderboard here, we're at, let me tell you where we are. We're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and it's a beautiful day. The winds are out of the north, so it's going to be a little chillier. It's going to be about 70 degrees at a high of 79, and it's been getting down to the 63, 65, 68 at night, which is very nice. We call it great sleeping weather, don't we, Ben?
Yes.
So the leaderboard here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and this is a PGA Tour event. It used to be the first one of the season. Now it's the first one of the year because of the wraparound season. We have an interesting leaderboard with names that you may not know, but they've been around for a long time, like Michael Thompson and Chris Kirk. Who? That's one of the reactions people always have when you say a name that's not bandied about a lot, right? Chris Kirk? Michael Thompson, who? Well, they've been playing for a long time, and Michael Thompson, actually, they're both winners of the PGA Tour, and, excuse me, thank you very much. The tee times that are coming up, they'll, of course, be a little bit later on at 9:50 since they're in the lead, and Jordan Spieth and Webb Simpson will be teeing off at 9:40. But I have a list of where they went to school and what they won. Michael Thompson won the Honda Classic. Chris Kirk won the McLaddery Classic. Then I got to Jordan Spieth and I went, the John Deere Classic. What is it with classics?
It's good for young players.
It's good for young players. And Webb Simpson, of course, he won the Shriners Hospital. Jordan Spieth, he's Rookie of the Year. You know, he's a phenomenal player right now, and everybody heard his name if you've been listening to anything in the news about golf. Webb Simpson is a U.S. Open champion. Spieth said it was like being on vacation here. Some people say this course is too easy, that they're not being challenged, that these guys aren't under pressure, that it should be harder. I think is it a reward for having won an event, or should there be more of a U.S. Open sort of challenge? We're going to make it as tough as we possibly can for you. Bob, what are your thoughts?
No, I think the golf course is perfect for the event. You know, traditionally, people had laid off before they came to play. Some now have played pretty much right up to the event, so they don't come in as rusty. But you really... if you look at the field, there are people here with family and, you know, enjoying all the amenities. And then you have Jordan Spieth. He's just here with his manager. So he obviously is going to be a little more serious about playing. And the story I love about Jordan Spieth is going to John Deere and winning, which got him into the British. And he didn't have a sweater. And he said to his manager, "What am I going to do?" He said, "Are you kidding? You just won a PGA Tour event. We'll fly you over there on the charter," which they fly. "And I think you might be able to afford to buy a sweater."
Yes. Even though it's very expensive in Europe, you can afford to buy a sweater. Michael Thompson won the Honda Classic. He went to Tulane. That was before Katrina. Then Tulane got shut down because of Katrina. He went over to Alabama. That was a pretty disruptive transition, but he went right to the top of the class. top of the Alabama golf team, did very well. And I think Chris Kirk also has done well in collegiate. We just don't hear collegiate names that often. And once they break through on the PGA Tour and they end up at the top of the leaderboard, it's really exciting. Talking about families, Bob, Kevin Streelman, he's here with his parents. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. And the reason his wife isn't here is because they've just had their first baby. And the baby, I think, was in premature.
Yeah, actually, I called the Pineapple Grill the other night to make a reservation, and they told me they didn't have any room. Kevin Streelman was in there with 12 people and his party. He's got everybody here but his wife, who just did deliver. And he said, Kevin Streelman said, it was the hardest decision he ever made to leave and not stay home with his wife. Mm-hmm. But the extended family had already planned on this, and, you know, he was caught in the middle. But it looks like he did the right thing. That's for sure.
I'm sure she said, "Go, honey."
Yeah.
You know. I mean, yeah.
I've had many of them say, "Go," and I didn't even have a baby.
Ben Hongo, thank you so much for being on the show.
Director of Instruction.
Absolutely, and I think you'll see him stopping by. The Bubka Man. He'll probably be stopping by. And my next guest, you taught Matt Chinnella. Is there a future in golf for him?
I think so.
Yeah.
As a golf writer
and a travel editor. We'll be talking with Matt after this. And, of course, Bob Bubka will be with us. He's the co-host of The Grill Room. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Welcome back. We're on the air. we're having too much fun. As usual, Matt Chinnella has joined us, and we're completely off track. Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We're at the Plantation Course in Kapalua, and it is an absolutely fabulous day because it's not sweltering hot. No, the Kona winds are not blowing, and they haven't brought the fog in. We have beautiful northerly winds blowing, which are kind of unusual because usually the trade winds blow, the northeasterlies, and but they'll become northeasterlies. We've got a great field. These are the winners from the entire... Wait a second. This is where it always gets very interesting, doesn't it? Trying to explain the season. Because I think Dustin Johnson was interviewed recently, and he was like, oh, this is weird. I've won in 2013, and I've won in the 2014 season, but it wasn't 2014 yet when I won in the 2014 season. So it's a little confusing for me still. Let's not tease Dustin Johnson too much, but it is confusing, isn't it, Bob?
It really is, and I think one of the good things that they did, though, the tour has already started, obviously. There's been six events, but anybody that won one of those six events was invited over here to play this year. Now it's going to be confusing as to, you know, do they get to come back next year because they won in the 2013-14 season, but they already used up their invite over here, so...
I feel like I'm doing this, you know, which way is up and north and south. Matt Cianello, welcome to the show.
I'm confused. I'm coming to you confused.
Yeah, first of all, we usually on the phone together, and this now we get
that's even adding to the confusion. Yes.
And
I'm going to shut my eyes and pretend like I'm on the phone.
And then we've got this wraparound season strangeness. Some of the guys like it, and some of the guys don't. And I'm going to go straight into a whole new subject. And I think this is interesting. There's talk of expanding this field. There's talk of changing this field. Have you heard anything, Matt, about expanding the field here at Kapalua?
I haven't heard anything about that, no.
Okay.
I was out there yesterday, and I've been here several times. This is the first time I've been here during the week of the tournament. And I walked the course, you know, 1 through 18 just to see. And, you know, the players get shuttle rides. That is a heck of a walk out there. That is unbelievable. Experience.
So
to try and follow this tournament.
Is that, you mean like walking in 4 days in a row as a reporter?
Well, not, and so reporter, but
there's
even
no
just
such
as
thing.
There would be no way.
There's nobody in this media room that's walked 4 days.
I said to Alan Shipnuck, I said, I walked all 18. He goes, man, I haven't walked all 18 out here since the 90s.
Yeah.
He's covering the event for Sports Illustrated.
It is. In fact, yesterday I was listening to Jordan Spieth in the media center where we are right now, but he was in the interview room, and he said it was nice that the Hyundais gave us a little bit of a ride.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, the Hyundai is giving you a ride. I guess there's places where
they get shuttles, yeah.
They get shuttles,
yeah.
And why is that? Why do they get shuttles? I thought you didn't get a ride on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, without the shuttles, they'd change the field dramatically. No one would come.
Right.
it would be
an eight-hour round.
Yeah. No, I mean, you'd have to have shuttles. I mean, this is, you know, it's very unlike Coore Crenshaw to build. This was one of their first, and most of their courses, they really like the idea of walkability and going right from green to tee.
Yes.
And so this is actually a rare case in which you see this experience on a Coore Crenshaw golf course. It is one of my favorite golf courses, not only in Hawaii, but in the country. I do think that if you're willing to make the walk as a spectator or a member of the media, or if you're willing to play this golf course in a cart, it's so rewarding visually, and as an experience as a golfer, it's so much fun. I think they did take the winds into account when they designed it. It is big fairways, big greens. There are a lot of subtle undulations, but it's so much fun to watch the golf ball do what it does once it gets on the ground, assuming you have some sense of where it's going.
Well, that's one of the things they said, that it's forgiving because of the wide fairway. So,
yeah.
You know, if it's going to be the first tournament of the year, then at least if you're rusty from the holidays, you've got some leeway going on there. But if you're really rusty, you're in deep kimchi, as we say here. You're like lost.
Yeah.
You're not going to recover from it.
Kimchi.
Yeah. Ben Crenshaw is going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah. I think he's arriving today. From what I talked to Bill Coore yesterday, and he said that Ben was on his way. So.
And the idea is to, because of the winds being so frequently not the way they designed this course. The trades used to blow over 300 days a year. You know, the trade winds would blow, and maybe the Kona winds, which are out of the south, mm-hmm. kind of like the Santa Ana winds in Los Angeles. In different places, there's a south wind, and it doesn't bring much wind. It just brings stillness, and which this course is defenseless if it has no wind.
Yeah.
So what they're talking about, making some changes. Have you talked to Coore about that?
No, maybe that's why Ben is out here.
Yes,
I talked to Ken Duke and Brian Gay this morning, just getting a coffee, and I said, "What do you guys think of the course?" And this was Ken Duke's first time here, and he said, "You know, it's playing soft. He wishes it would be playing a little firmer and faster, because he would like that experience. I think that's the way it was." You know, that was the way it was designed.
So it would roll. Well, not so much rain. Yeah.
Yeah, not so the 1.1 inches of rain they got on Thursday really softened things up for yesterday. Yeah. And that affects, you know, so there's so much. And when you're in the northwest, you know, portion of Maui, there's going to be so many factors that play into how the course is played. It's almost impossible to predict. I don't think they should start chasing their tail and try to make changes based on what's happening on any given day here, whether it's rain or wind, the Kona, the trade, the north, the south. You know, I mean, is it soft or hard? I mean, these guys are the best players in the world. They can deal with whatever elements and conditions that are put in front of them. And by the way, you're in Maui, and it's a pretty great experience to start the calendar year.
And by the way,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, Matt does such a great job on Golf Channel with the travel aspects. But I've said for years, Matt, that if there was one golf course that was ever built that would be worth your while to play, even if you didn't have a golf ball, it would be this golf course.
I totally agree.
You know, I mean, just walking it. You don't need a golf ball. The golf ball actually detracts from the enjoyment that you would get.
That's the exact experience I had yesterday, and I was walking with someone who is seeing it for the first time, and I said to her at the start of the walk, I said, look, this will be one of the hardest walks you've ever had in your life, but if you do it, it'll be rewarding, trust me. And, you know, she was blown away. She, you know, pictures and walk. The conversation never came up like, wow, this is too hard of a walk. It was just breathtaking.
Yes, and that's what this course is.
Yeah.
And one review said, this is a bucket list course. You absolutely have to be here and play it. Whether you play well or not, it doesn't matter. It's what you experience while you're on the golf course that matters. Keep your head up,
which is something you don't hear in golf.
Keep your head up.
Yeah, exactly. 16,000 golf courses, roughly, in America. And, you know, as I've traveled the last 6 or 7 years, what I've realized is one thing that's hard to achieve, in addition to being fun, is unique. It's hard to have a unique experience on a golf course. There's been so many kind of cookie-cutter designs in the mid to late 90s when everybody was just churning out golf courses for development or for whatever reason. This is one of those unique experiences, and that's rare. And so if you're out here and in the islands, this is the one to seek out and check off the list.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, Bob, about the expanded field that they're talking about creating here. I've heard some rumblings, and every year we hear the same rumblings about expanding the field.
I don't think it's necessary. I think it's a very special event for people that are special enough to win on the PGA Tour. And if you start minimizing the standards or requirements to come here, maybe the one that makes the most sense to me, if they wanted to do it, winners of the last 2 years.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's a viable option. That wouldn't increase the field probably no more than 50%, and maybe not even that much. But it's, you know, I couldn't agree with Matt more about it being unique as an experience. Now, I must say, the state of Colorado, with their new legalization of other stuff, maybe you start playing there, that might be a unique experience. You know, they got different glasses available there now.
I couldn't agree more with Bob in his assessment of what could be unique in Colorado.
We're
just getting along great over here.
You're having a good time. You're both going to be at the Kapalua Golf Academy taking a lesson pretty soon. We are capable.
And then Ben will need that special
track. After seeing your swings?
Yeah.
Okay. We are KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. All right. Those are the radio stations we're on in the islands, and you're listening to us maybe at radiogolfclub.com. And if you are John in England, cool. Shaka. That's something we do in Hawaii. It's like shaka. Okay. I'm doing you a double fisted shaka. And that means howdy, howdy. And it's really nice to know that you're out there. And maybe William is listening. And in that case, hey, I hope you have a great day. And thanks for always sharing my show with everybody. It thrills me no end. Thanks a lot. We've got a couple of guys on the leaderboard here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I think they deserve. We were talking about the young guns, and I think we should actually feature two gentlemen who are almost 50 years old, and they've won in this season, the one that ended and the one that's wrapping around, Ken Duke and Woody Hayes. Woody Austin, excuse me, Woody Hayes. Didn't he write songs?
Yeah.
Woody Austin. Now, Ken Duke was very appreciative of his win. He was like, I mean, and both, and Woody Austin was too, of course. But we thought it was interesting listening to Mr. Austin talk on Golf Channel the other day about, you know, yeah, I'm here, and I earned my way here, and see, I made it back without anybody's help. It was sort of like Peter Uihlein saying, I went to Europe because I didn't want to take any sponsor exemptions because Titleist isn't, you know.
Woody wanted those. He didn't get them.
Exactly.
You know.
But it's, but
all the credit to Woody Austin. I mean, he knew he could play, but it's so frustrating when you have the ability to play and no place to play. That was the dilemma that Woody Austin was in, and then he catches lightning in a bottle at 49, and now he's got that two-year exemption, which leads right up into the Champions Tour. and even though, you know, it's not going to be easy when you get to the Champions Tour either. I mean,
exactly.
That's the hardest tour to get on, and the hardest tour to keep your card. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There's Brandel Chamblee.
Randall Chamblee is in the house.
Made himself a legend. Made himself an absolute legend.
He's in the house. Do you need to go?
No.
Matt?
No, I was just saying hi to Brandall.
Oh, you're just saying hi to Brandall? He's got that hair, everybody. Randall's hair is legendary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't blow in the wind.
Exactly. Watch him on Golf Channel. He's got it. But
it's actually plastic. He just puts it on the top of his head.
He's a great guy. We talk about him all the time. He was right in the middle of controversy this year. But what Woody said, I thought, was perfect. He said, I needed, after all those years of playing on the PGA Tour, there I was needing something from them, from the people that he had been playing around and with or whatever, doing pro-ams for, whatever it was he did. And no one came to my rescue when I needed it. So I'm happy to be here.
It's amazing. He's 49 years old, multiple-time winner on the PGA Tour, and most remembered for falling in a pond while playing on the President's Cup team.
I mean, I remember him for hitting himself in the forehead with a putter.
Right,
I mean,
that was years.
Yeah. I you know.
He bent that putter on his forehead.
Yeah. The thing about
hard.
Woody. You know, look, whatever gets you up in the morning at whatever age you are, to whatever helps you to achieve whatever goals you've set for yourself, so be it. But Woody needs to also remember back when he was in his prime and back when he was in his 20s, he was taking up some of the opportunities that had been provided to the people that had been before him. I mean, this is a circle of a golfer's life, and you fight for what you can get at whatever time.
I understand what you're saying.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't buy into the. I mean, he is here, and he did earn it, and that's good for him.
Yes.
Tip of the cap to him.
But, absolutely. Talking with Matt Chinella, he's the travel editor for. I just made you the travel editor. Is that correct?
You know, I've heard travel editor, expert, insider. I don't know. I just know that I travel a lot.
Yeah, that for the Golf Channel.
He just knows that he does what he does. And he gets a paycheck for it. And he's the envy of everybody that ever watches him on Golf
Channel. Exactly. And this is Bob Bupka. He's the co-host of The Grill Room. And the other person...
Well summarized, Bob.
Yes. Now, Matt, where are you going?
Well, after this, I'm going to Oahu.
And
I've been on the road since December 10th. So I would like to go home at some point. I need some clean underwear. To be quite honest with you,
we're going to have to talk
to them.
Can
you help with that, Bob?
Contract.
And the poor guy's single. I mean,
I know.
He's got to do all this traveling, and he's single.
That's the hard part. There's nobody to take care of. But as you said, that Mr. Spieth had to go buy himself a sweater.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a contract negotiations done for you so you can go buy those new underwear.
You can't see him on Golf Channel, so nobody's going to give him a deal.
And
not an underwear deal.
No. Okay. Now, our next, but after Oahu, and let's say you get back to Florida, I was watching a segment on New Year's day that must have been like a special that you guys did. And you kind of outlined where you were going.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, really?
Well, that was a wish list.
Oh.
Yeah. That was, that's what I was hoping for.
Okay, what's your wish list?
I said I would like to go back to St. Andrews.
Oh.
Spain. I really want to get to Australia, Tasmania. I was, you know, Bill Corr told me that the two courses, Lost Farm and Barn Boogle, in Tasmania, are two of the top four courses in Australia. And he said, think about that. There's a lot of great golf courses in Australia. There are two already in the top four. And he said, I'd put those two courses up against any course at Bandon Dunes and anything we're doing at Cabot Links. And which to me means I probably should get to Tasmania.
I was going to say.
He's so understated. Bill Corr is so understated. I mean, he says that he thinks that Barn Boogle, the course that Tom Doak did down there, is the best Tom Doak golf course, he thinks. And that puts it above Pacific Dunes, the number two public course in the country.
Wow.
But if you get to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And that Sandbelt.
Yeah.
And Kingston Heath.
Yeah.
And
Royal Melbourne.
Royal Melbourne.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the list, Yarra Yarra. I mean,
no,
Yarra,
I know.
See, I show up at, listen to this, man. I show up at Yarra Yarra with Jeff Rude and Brian Hewitt, and we were a little late, so they said, run to the tee. We don't want to miss our spot. I go around this big hedge. There's the first tee. I look, it's a par three. It's 220. It's slightly uphill and slightly dogleg, and I look, and it's the 18th handicap hole. They came around the corner. I said, guys, if this is the easiest hole on this golf course, we're in a world of trouble.
The fact that there's a dogleg to a par three already is an intimidating
uphill.
Factor. Yeah, yeah.
Aren't these guys having fun? This is the golf club, and it's a clubhouse of people coming in talking, and I hope you've learned a whole lot about golf, listening to them talk about the golf courses they want to play. I'd love to hear which courses you'd like to play, but the idea of going to Tasmania is thrilling. And a name you brought up just a few minutes ago, he'll be on my show next week from the Sony, when we're at the Sony Open, Wildlife Country Club, Tom Doak. We're going to talk about some of the things that they're going to be doing at Wildlife. Of course, they'll never be able to take it back to the way it was when it was originally built.
Seth Rayner design, yeah.
Yes, because of the encroachment of the the buildings, the homes, the hotel.
Ask him about Sabonic. He had a lot of fun building that one.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
With Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, exactly.
I
do need to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need to pay bills.
Which is AKA shut up.
Yeah, well, okay. That would be a good word,
okay,
too.
Okay.
So we've got Ray Stosic joining us. And Ray is, of course, the tournament director of the Sony Open. And
nice.
we need to talk a little bit about some new things that the PGA Tour has decided to implement. And they would be about bags and things like that. And, of course, the field, because the final field for the Sony Open is also announced. But we've got some great players, guys. You've got to come over to the Kapalua side of Maui and come to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Drive up. There's lots of parking. You get driven up. And then there's the Spectator Village, get your tickets. And as both of these gentlemen, both Bob Bupka, the Grill Room co-host, Matt Janella, the travel editor, knows everything about traveling to all parts of the world, including soon Tasmania, Matt Janella. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow. No, actually, Acura's just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on steals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing
about it. The singiest sale, the frostiest sale, the chestnuttiest sale, the yulogiest sale, the salesiest sale.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Our sponsor, Acura of Honolulu, get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease starting at just $209 a month, or take advantage of the special 0.9% APR before it expires on January 6, 2014. Acura once again proves its amazing overall value this year, winning the ALG Award for overall brand value for 2013, and there's no safer luxury car on the road. Check out the NHTSA ratings on the 2014 Acura line, and you'll hear it from the experts. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Webb Simpson. Join me to ring in a new year of golf at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on Maui.
See 2013 PGA Tour winners like Webb, Dustin, Adam, Brandt, Duffner, and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the show. I hope it wasn't too disconcerting, Matt Janella, he was the golf expert, travel expert, the Golf Channel. You've got to watch, because not only does Matt go to golf courses, he went on the zip line, for instance, on Maui. But he dives into the cenotes in Mexico. He goes into the jungles and gets lost and comes out and goes, "This is magnificent. Look what I found, and I'm going to share it with you." And that's pretty much what Matt Janella does on Golf Channel. And it's a lot of fun watching you, and it's been a real pleasure meeting you. Thank
sharing
you so much.
Sharing is caring. I love it. I just told Randall Chambly, by the way, who's been nothing but so good to me. I'll tell you, I joined the Golf Channel in January, and you got Randall Chambly, Kelly Tillman, Charlie Reimer, Gary Williams, Damon Hack is my buddy. Holly's a good friend, Steve Sands, Todd Lewis. These guys are such professionals. They have been so helpful to me making this transition from print to broadcast. And I told, as Bob pointed out, everyone said, "Oh, you're the envy. You know, everybody wants your job." And I said, I get it, and I don't take it for granted. And I do have it, and now I want to do everything that I can do to keep it.
Yes.
And I said 6 months ago, I said, and stopped asking why me and started saying, why not me? Why not? Right?
Bravo. Bravo.
Someone's got to do it. I'm not even
born at Sports Illustrated. Born at Sports Illustrated, raised at Golf Digest, and now he's at Golf Channel.
Yeah.
He's the first person. He got Tiger Woods and a white tiger, in the same room at the same time. He's the man who got Tiger Woods to have a picture taken.
Could have cost me my whole life and career, but
exactly. You pulled it off.
It was fascinating. All the credit he gave to the people at Golf Channel is so well deserving. One name seemed absent. What didn't you learn from Alex Maselli?
Oh, that's so.
He's the one guy who hasn't given me anything.
He's got nothing at all.
I did leave out Tim Rosefort, by the way. He's like my big brother and mentor.
And
yeah.
He left. He couldn't even hear you say that.
I know.
He probably got.
Well, I've told it to him all the time.
Okay, then he'll understand.
Yeah.
We have the tournament director of the Sony Open in Hawaii.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
He's much more interesting than me. I'll tell you that much. All right. Thank you.
I'll see you on Maui.
All right.
On Oahu.
Always a pleasure, guys.
All right,
see you, Bob. Yeah,
good seeing you.
Here, stick it in the flesh.
Bob, give me your hand. There you
go. I know it's radio, but we can still handshake.
Aloha. Ray Stosek, welcome to the show. As you can see, I've lost control.
Yes, tough act to follow, but we're here preparing for the Sony Open here in Oahu.
And Matt Janella will be at the Sony Open in Hawaii. He's coming over right after the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We were talking a little bit about some of the things that people need to be aware of going to Sony. There's some changes, right? In bag sizes, for instance, and what you can carry into the Sony Open.
Yeah, the PGA Tour has instituted a new policy this year, and basically no backpacks and no large bags. So any of the visitors coming to the event, you want to leave those at home or in your locked vehicle and just come in without any large bags. And so otherwise you'll just have to check them at the gate, which will slow you down. But other than that, it'll be the same as usual.
So I was reading online, the bag smaller than 6x6x6 is approved. You could also bring a clear bag smaller than 12x6x12, or a gallon plastic freezer bag, or medically necessary bags and diaper bags are permitted too. So those are all the approved things, so you can make adjustments. But I wouldn't want you to show up with your camera case or a mesh bag or a seat cushion or a backpack or binoculars case or a folding chair bag. The folding chair is allowed, but not the bag, for instance. Those things you will not be allowed to take, but you'll be able to check them. Do I have that right, Ray?
That's correct.
Excellent. Now, this is about the time that you have your full field. And I have to apologize because I've been following, you know, the guys here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, so I don't have the full field from the Sony Open yet.
We've got a strong field. Some of the players that will be over here that aren't in Maui right now necessarily, KJ Choi, John Daly's got an exemption back here. Ryo Ishikawa and Hideki Matsuyama, the two young rising stars in Japan. We've got Bo Van Pelt is back. We've got a 15-year-old gentleman from China that qualified for the Masters last year, T.L. Guan, and we're very excited about his opportunities here at Wailea next week.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is going to be a great event. Hideki Matsuyama is on a lot of people's list to be one of the young guns, if you will, who has the game and the wherewithal to win a major in the not too distant future. But he's that strong a player. He's very exciting to watch. And of course, Ryo Ishikawa is fabulous as well. And I'm really excited to tell you that Tom Doak is going to be on the show to talk to me about the beautiful Wailea Country Club during the Sony Open. So it's an exciting time, and I have friends who are there volunteering. How many volunteers do you have, who including the ShotLink volunteers who are putting this all together?
Yeah, we have about 52 chair people that have been successful business leaders in the community and have come on and joined the Friends of Hawaii Charities, and they oversee 1,700 volunteers for the tournament week. And so with those 52 chairs and 1,700 volunteers, they make it possible for Friends of Hawaii Charities to give over $1 million annually to about 170, 180 local charities a year. So very exciting.
It's really wonderful, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, the way they match all the money that's raised.
Yes, they've been a partner of ours for years, and we're so thankful that Harry had did so much for the state in continuing on with his foundation to support Friends of Hawaii Charities. And so both the Kapuna and the Keiki and the women's causes, we support all those, very similar to what the Weinberg Foundation does on a much larger scale.
Exactly. It's wonderful. There's a really cool event that happens every year at Wailea, where the Acura Hawaii Pro Junior Skills Challenge is played. I think Zoe Akaki, Buston, Ariel Elstman, Hansen, Casey Masuda, Tyler Munetake, and John Oda, they all earn spots in the Acura Hawaii Pro Junior Skills Challenge. It's a two-person team, right, on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday?
Yes, it's complimentary admittance, so it's at 2:45 on Tuesday at Wailea Country Club. It's one of the only events in the country that allows juniors from the state throughout a year-long competition. They qualify, and they get to match up with five professionals, and then they compete in team format. And this year, The format's going to be a three-hole format, tournament 10, 11, and 18. We have long drive closest to the pin. The hole number 10, tournament 10, is about 326 yards. John Daly's one of the participants as a pro, and when we had a long drive contest there a couple of years ago, John lost because he hit it over the green. But so I think that this format will be pretty exciting.
Leave it to John, right?
Yeah.
And there's also military and birdies for the brave. The military active duty and their families are invited to come to the tournament for free. Is that correct?
Yes, not only free admission, we have food and beverage complimentary Thursday through Sunday for all the military, active and retired. They just need to show their proper credentials. And the military is a big part of our volunteer base in Hawaii for the Sony Open for years. So we're so thankful, and this is a small piece of what we can give back. Paysha Hawaii, the shipping company, has been our sponsor to help us honor those that have served us so well.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. On Monday, it's a professional practice round and a shotgun pro-am, and the admission is free on Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday, of course, is the Acura Hawaii Pro Junior Skills Challenge. And then Wednesday, the all-day Sony Open Hawaii official pro-am is underway. Do you allow people to go in and watch the pro-am?
You betcha. And so Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you want to bring your cameras. You know, Wailai was built in 1926, and so you're up real close to the players, and so there's a lot of opportunities for photo opportunities on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So bring your cameras out those days, and then Thursday through Sunday, there's no cameras.
Thank you. Ray Stosik, the tournament director of Sony Open in Hawaii, looking forward to seeing you at YLI next week. Fabulous. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. We look forward to seeing everybody. Aloha.
Aloha. Ray Stosik. He's a tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii. Thanks so much for being on with us. And we have a minute left in the show. Bob Bubka, you're not going to be with me at the Sony. It's going to be very strange. For 14 years, we have done these two tournaments together.
I know. I'm regretting missing it. I just want to add to you talking with Ray. He does such an outstanding job over there. And that event truly is loved by the players, as witnessed by the fact that the huge effort that they make, if they're not qualified here, but yet they want to play at Sony, and they come a long way, and a lot can be attributed to the outstanding work that Ray does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an awesome hotel. Didn't you sit and tell us that Justin Rose was running down one of the corridors in the Kahala trying to get his pants on because he was almost going to be late for his tea time?
Yeah, well, that's what happens over there. I mean, it's so pretty, you don't want to leave your room.
Yeah, exactly. I think we need to close the show. And so I'm just going to have to figure out a way to get you back to, you're going to come back next year, aren't you?
God willing.
Of course you are. That's all there is to it, because I say so. The Golf Club is brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease starting at just $209 a month. Or take advantage of the special 0.9% APR before it expires on the 6th. That's a couple days from now, okay? Acura once again proves its amazing overall value this year, winning the ALG Award for overall brand value, and there's no safer luxury car on the road. Just check out the NHTSA ratings on this 2014 Acura line, and you'll hear it from those experts. You don't have to hear it from me. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature, Robert Trent Jones Jr., they put it together. Fortunately, like Crenshaw and Core, did not move a lot of dirt, just took what was there and made a gorgeous golf course. For golfers of all abilities, a unique and unforgettable golf experience is Poipu Bay. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. They take care of that. They figure out where you're going to be, you know, where the risks are. And then they go in and they protect you. And that's for your home, your business, or your concert. That's star protection. Get the star team on your property. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.